Some of Snowmass's oldest residents recently returned to their stomping grounds. Students at Aspen Community School welcome mastodon fossils back to the Roaring Fork Valley. A mastodon skull, not surprisingly, is an intimidating sight, but the kids at Aspen Community School are not daunted.
The bone is bigger than me.
This is?
Last week, a few iconic replicas of fossils from the 2010 Snowmastodon dig came home after a detour to the community school. Tom Cardamone is executive director of the Ice Age Discovery Center.
This is the first step in a homecoming of bones that originated in Snowmass and have been preserved. They're now starting to find their way back home, really.
About 100 students got to check out a skull and a femur from a mastodon and a few more large bones. 6 years ago, a bulldozer driver unearthed a mammoth tusk while excavating Ziegler Reservoir. It was the first of tens of thousands of Ice Age bones found at the site and taken to the Denver Museum of Nature and Science. Some of the fossils are being replicated by an expert in Fruta. These reproductions are made of a resin that's durable enough to withstand this welcoming. The kids swarm the mastodon skull, petting it like a puppy and running their fingers down the tusks. They pass around the femur, which dwarfs many of them. Eventually, that femur will be joined by the rest of the skeleton here as a gift from the Denver Museum. Cardamone is working with the Town of Snowmass Village, the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies, and a local architect to create a new home for the Ice Age Discovery Center in Base Village. And he hopes this school visit is indicative of the kind of place that will be.
That's what we hope this facility does, is attract that kind of intense interest.
While the approval process is expected to take at least 6 more months, the vision for that museum is starting to take shape.
There shouldn't be an imposing, intimidating giant skeleton when you walk in the door. There should be something that a young person would want to run up and hug.
Ultimately, Cardamone says, this facility will bring the Ice Age to life, using all the senses. He has hopes of commissioning artists to recreate not only visuals of Ice Age creatures, but also their heartbeats and the sounds of their vocalizations. The goal is to capture the story of the Ice Age, and much of that story is about climate change. The finds span 80,000 years and provide new understandings about the changing environment in which those plants and animals lived. As Cardamone explains, the fossil record reveals that
when you change climate a little bit globally, it's amplified in the mountains.
While this is often a heated political topic, Cardamone says the goal of the Discovery Center is to provide clear information so visitors can make informed decisions.
It's such a great platform to lead into the more difficult discussions about climate change and extinction. And our role as conscious beings that could have a positive influence on forestalling, slowing down, mollifying in some way those things.
And Cardamone and the Discovery Center board are calling on the Aspen Center for Environmental Studies for help. Last month, the two organizations told the Snowmass Village Town Council that they were exploring a partnership. The focus on environmental understanding and education binds these two groups. Cardamone says the findings from the Ice Age dig site can reveal a lot about our current ecosystem. Of the 51 vertebrate species found, only 7 went extinct, and all the plant communities still surround us.
And so it's really not just a study of the ancient past, but of today's environment.
Still, ACE's executive director, Chris Lane, says his organization needs half a year to explore what such a partnership would mean.
We're just very cautious. It's a process of analyzing more strategically where we're going as an organization in the future.
It could also come with a hefty financial commitment. Town Council has directed the Discovery Center and any future partners to raise $4 million to outfit the interior of the building and an additional $2 million as an endowment. Cardamone is confident that the funds will come and it'll be worth it. Eventually, some of the actual fossils will be coming home to Snowmass.
It's like the relic of the saint. You know, it's the real thing, and it's something almost sacred about it, or maybe truly sacred about the real thing.
But those hallowed bones can't return until they have a climate-controlled home in the new museum to keep them from turning to dust. Elizabeth Stewart-Severy from the Aspen Public Radio Environment Desk.